Hello people, welcome to an episode of The Safe Space. I'm here with
Chef B.
Yeah, I'm Big Brain. I go by the name of Big Brain.
Tell them why.
I have a big brain, you know. I'm very wise.
You have a big head.
No, it's not a big head, it's a
I'm
big
sorry.
Brain.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm a very wise person. Yeah.
Fine. Continue being in doubt, but you have a big head though. You also have a big brain. I mean, you're smart. You're very smart.
Yeah. As you know already, yeah. We are starting a new episode. Yeah. This is our first time. We're bringing something new to you, Ghanaians.
Something new. Spicy. Yeah. Juicy.
Most of you are probably not used to listening to... Okay, maybe if you hear this, then you are probably a Spotify person or, you know, or in any other podcast platform, but yeah, most people listen to YouTube and stuff, but then we're here to like introduce a new wave of podcasting in Ghana, probably through Spotify or soon the other platforms. Yeah.
So I am your host, Chef D, and
Big Brain.
Once again, you know, just try to remember the names. So, what's today's topic for discussion?
Today's topic.
Yeah. Let's talk about something. Let's run.
Should I see love and hate, or love and indifference?
Both of them sound like opposite things.
Yeah. Like probably what's more common is like love and hate, because like. That's what the teacher says. Synonyms and antonyms. Remember that in class too.
Oh boy. Yeah, of course.
Take a king, come to me. What was the antonym?
What was the antonym for love? We all say hate, correct.
Yeah.
But then I think now that we have a more matured mindset and all that, what do you actually think the opposite of love is? Because anytime that I think of opposite of love, I have two things in mind. I have indifference, but at the same time too, I have hate. Big Brain, I need you to dissect this one.
I definitely think the opposite of love is hate.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely hate. You either love or hate someone. You have affection for the person or you don't.
Really? But then okay. But then I was thinking that you know like when it comes to indifference, it's like you being indifferent about someone is you having your emotions and everything intact, regardless of whatever the person or object is going through.
Indifference is like, should I say complete oblivion? Like you are completely unconcerned about someone's whatever happens to the person. You know, like,
exactly.
Yeah, you are not really thinking about success of the person, you know, even the person's feel, why you don't care about it. Yeah,
that's true. But then don't you think what you just said about indifference, you can find the complete opposite in love? Loving someone, you are concerned about how the person is faring, you are concerned about if the person is winning in life, if the person is losing. Yeah, you know, it affects your emotions and all that.
I think this modern century, Gen Z's and all, I think we can all agree that you can sit down for a while, probably a year, and you not text someone, and you text the person on the person's birthday.
That's true. That's
you
true.
Don't hate the person.
No, absolutely not.
But you're indifferent.
Yes.
You hear about a lot. You probably hear the person's name like one or two times before you text the person finally after like a year. Like you text the person every birthday, happy birthday, maybe sometimes you throw a how are you like on the birthday, like when you do the birthday wish. But then
to actually text the person, see how the person is doing, it's like you don't care. But then it's like at times I feel like it's not necessarily that you don't care, but it's like you don't want to leave yourself in a position where the person can end up sort of I don't know, you at times you don't text someone, and then it's like the only thing holding you back is the fact that you feel like the person will not give a certain level of energy when you start texting.
Yeah.
You end up feeling like kind of like a fool for even texting in the first place.
Oh yeah, definitely. But it's exactly what I'm saying. It's not like you don't love the person, but you just lost that close connection because of probably distance, or I don't know, like, yeah, it's mostly distance and time that you spend with the person. When it reduces, definitely affects your level of communication with the person. And it definitely doesn't mean you hate the person. Yeah, you're just indifferent because you've not seen the person in a long time. On the other hand, if it comes to relationships, I would probably say, indifference might be, in a way, like the opposite of love in a relationship, because in a relationship, you definitely want your partner to care about you on a regular basis, ask about you, how you're doing, care about your successes, your failures, care about what goes on during your day.
The little things, like the most irrelevant things.
Yeah.
You want to note detail, how it affects the person. And in a way, it's like you intentionally want to make how it affected that person also affect you emotionally.
Yeah, you definitely want to hear all the irrelevant stuff, even their thoughts, their dreams. Yeah, you want to hear everything because that's your partner. And then it's like maybe someone would not show you that, and it's like it's that point where you're like, oh, does this person really love me? Because the person doesn't care too much about me.
Yeah,
so probably in a relationship, I would say the opposite of love is indifference.
You know what? I actually agree with you. So it's like the opposite of love can be hate, and the opposite of love can be indifference, but then they're on two totally different spectrums.
Yeah, totally different. Because when it comes to a relationship, you should expect constant attention. Like, unless it's maybe long distance or something.
Long distance.
Oh yeah, I mean, some people have to go through that. But yeah, unless it's long distance or something. Yeah,
couldn't be me, by the way.
Oh yeah, I mean, you don't know that. Like,
what are the odds?
Oh, so what if maybe, let's say you found a great girl, like, and then you had to go outside the country.
She didn't
want to break up.
I think it could work, but then probably due to my own personal past experiences, it's like because of some of the encounters, or because of some of the problems I faced with that whole long distance, keeping up with the person, and it eventually fading away, you know, that kind of like bond and that kind of like constant attention, because you end up fading away. From my personal experiences, like someone like me, I'm not sure it can work out.
It faded away for you.
Yes.
For you, not for the girl.
I think it involved both parties.
Both parties.
Yes.
So what if it doesn't fade away? What if you have that mutual mature understanding that you have to do this and then you have to go for a while and then come back?
I think it can work.
Yeah, it works for some people.
So why can't it work for us? So yeah, maybe you could, like you said, maybe you could work with a more matured mindset.
More matured mindsets. Yeah, so I think we can come to the conclusion that the opposite of love is probably hate. Yeah, and then maybe, like, it varies. Maybe
on the situation.
Yeah, the kind of relationship you have with the person.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe if it's a very close relationship, to probably be indifference. And if it's not that close, you know, then it's probably hate.
Big brain, that's what I like about you.
The way you're able to dissect complex topics
That's something that's truly special about you. So yeah, this has been an episode of The Safe Space, and till we meet again, Yapong.